I hadn't been to church for close to 3 months when Charlotte Beck called at 8 o'clock on a Monday night and asked if she and Belinda Bauer could stop by. "Of course," I said cautiously. These were two of the most prominent members of the congregation. "What's up?" "There's something we want to ask you," Charlotte said. "Something we'd like you to do. We'll be there in a few." Charlotte had just been the church president and was now the ex officio, and Belinda, at 83, was a former president and a member for more than 50 years. What could such a delegation want with me? Except to drag me back to the pews. Not that we had pews. We had comfortable upholstered teak chairs. I thumped the pillows on the kitchen sofa and put the kettle on for tea. The pledge dinner, which kicked off the annual fundraising drive, had come and gone, so they wouldn't want me to organize that. The cooking for cash dinners, where people paid to eat at one another's homes, all proceeds to the church, were over. Might this be about the Juneteenth barbecue? Really, I had no idea. My husband, Jack, was reading lawyerly documents on his desktop computer while a rock video played on his laptop. "Two big deal women from church are stopping by," I said, "like half the executive committee."
"At this hour? What do they want?"
"Maybe to scold me for missing so much church?"
"More likely to recruit you," he said, "for the board.
Or church president, I bet."
"I doubt that's it," I said.
Our presidents tended to be administrative types like Belinda, a long-retired high school principal, or corporate types like Charlotte, a recently retired contracts lawyer. I'd been on the church board twice, but I wasn't presidential material. 22 years ago, thinking I might be a minister, I had attended 2 years of seminary, but my church activities since then were always more metaphysical and culinary than managerial. While Charlotte led pledge drives and capital campaigns, I taught writing as a spiritual activity and holiday cooking classes and led some of the small monthly discussion groups we call soul circles. I didn't want to be church president or serve another term on the board. I wasn't sure I still wanted to go to church. Almost everything in the Sunday worship had begun to annoy me. Announcements, the drippy stories read to the kids, responsive readings, most hymns. I'd come to hate both the handbell choir and this thing the minister did after the benediction when he had us turn to each other and repeat a phrase from his sermon like, "Open wide your big universalist heart," or "We shall overcome," or this on Easter, "Happity, hoppity, Easter." My church was the Arroyo Unitarian Universalist Community Church, which everyone called the AUC. I'd been a member for 24 years. Once you skip a couple of Sundays, I'd found, it's easy to keep skipping. I stuck the cozy on the teapot and Bunchy, our terrier, started leaping and barking. I led Charlotte and Belinda into our newly built kitchen. "Look at your beautiful high ceiling," said Charlotte. "Those beams."
"Good counter," said Belinda, touching the dark white-veined soapstone.
I poured out cups of ginger tea. We settled in at the kitchen table.
"Thanks for letting us barge in on you," said Charlotte.
Even retired, in her pale pink twin set and preternaturally smooth page boy, she was the brisk, capable attorney. "It's so good to see you two," I said. Seeing them did stir a deep current. Charlotte and I had been in the same new member orientation class 24 years ago, and we often sat together at church, as her wife, Sheila, attended rarely, and my Jewish husband, never. I'd come to know Belinda through my cooking classes.
"We miss seeing you at church," said Belinda.